Tejano Gold.
Gracias and welcome back. Continuamos con el conteo nacional Tejano Gold Countdown. Cada semana te presentamos los mejores éxitos tejanos de costa a costa en los Estados Unidos y la República Mexicana. My name is Rudy Treviño. Let's get back to the countdown. Hemos llegado a la posición número 13 y después de varias semanas en los lugares más importantes de los charts, aún continúa como una de las preferidas del público. Angelique y her single, La Otra. This week, number 13 on Tejano Gold Countdown. Gold Countdown, La Otra by Angelique. Esta semana sube un punto y se coloca en la posición número 13 de los charts de Tejano Gold Countdown. Y el conteo avanza. Llegamos a la posición 12 con el tema Olvídame, interpretado por Magnífico 7. Number 12 this week. 12, número 12 on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Olvídame, no voy a perdonarte. No pienses
Tejano Gold Countdown. This song makes us feel the musical influences of the 90s from groups like La Mafia and Excelencia. This week, Olvídame by Magnífico Siete, down one point, landing at number 12 on Tejano Gold Countdown. Our special guest this week, Mike Torres of La 45, and along with John Ontiveros, a great guy, spent many years as former members of Little Joe y La Familia. In 2017, they founded La 45, a 10-piece brass orchestra that performs a blend of jazz, funk, and rhythm and blues. The band is the next wave of La Onda Chicana. Very proud of them. They've already recorded their third album. So tell me, Mike, what can we expect from this new recording?
Well, you know, this album, we just opened the doors to our new studio, 45 HQ Studios, and we're right in smack of downtown San Antonio. And it's beautiful, but this album was actually finished before we moved into that building. And we actually did it all here at my house. It was all done right here in my living room, and it was, you know, with technology now, it's not so much about the space that you use, it's about the tools that you use. And on top of that, recording has always been about what you put into the microphone, not the microphone. It's about the sound that you're giving it, it's about the performance, it's about the musicians, it's about the emotion that you convey through your instrument, not about the mic or the cables or the computer or the program, anything you use. All the records that we all love from the 60s and 50s and through the 70s, I mean, these were, you know, the Beatles only had four channels and they recorded a catalog that people still just regard as the most amazing piece of work that exists for rock and roll. You know, so it's never been the tool, it's been the music that speaks for it. So when you hear it, I don't think you could ever tell that we did it here in my living room, but we did, and it was a fun experience, and somewhere in there, I'm sure you can hear my kids kind of chatting away in the background if you listen really close, maybe. But it was a fun record, and it made it so much, so low pressure, you know, just to be here and do things. But we do get all together, work on all of it, and then we do the rhythm section all together, bass, drums, guitar, piano, all at one time. And then the horns come in, all five horns, all at one time. And then the vocals come in, and we do all the vocals after that. So it really is a nice process, because you can see a song from start to finish. We just keep building on it, getting it going. And like Así Lo Quiso Dios, you hear a bunch of background harmonies. We came and did those. Those were awesome. And it's great to hear all that stuff. As it's building, you can hear the song really coming together and coming together right in front of you. And we're mixing it and getting it ready. And it's so awesome to be able to sit there, not just by yourself, but with your whole band, with everybody who was on the record, and sit back and listen to what you've created and just sit there and enjoy it together. And I think that's part of why people like our records so much, is we make records that we want to hear. If other people like them, that's obviously a great thing, but we're also fans and lovers of this music, so we make those kind of records. We make the kind of records that a fan of Chicano music would want to hear, because that's what we want. So that's it, and I think that really comes through on this album.
En un momento continuamos platicando con Mike Torres, but right now, let's get back to the countdown. Hemos llegado al tema tejano que ocupa la posición 11 de la semana. Te vas by the South Texas Homies. Number 11 on Tejano Gold Countdown.
En tus manos puse la esperanza de mi vida. En tus manos puse mi ansiedad de amor. Es lo que anhelaba desde aquel instante que te di mis besos. Hoy me has confundido, estoy extrañando porque tú te vas. Te vas, te es que tienes miedo de quererme más. Te vas, ¿por qué te vas? Es que no me quieres, o es que tienes pues que tienes miedo de querer, te vas.
Tejano Gold Countdown, te vas, by the South Texas Homies. This week, number 11 on the national charts. Now let's get the latest on what's happening in La Onda from TejanoNation.net. Here's Romeo.
Hello, Rudy. TejanoNation.net is the number one source for Tejano news, and here's what's happening right now. Just days after releasing the latest single from her solo debut album titled La Preferida, Destiny Divina has premiered the official music video for her remake of Pienso en Ti, a Tejano classic recorded by her uncle, the late Tejano icon Emilio Navaira, in the 1990s. Now, Destiny spoke about the music video in an interview with Tejano Nation's Silvia Carrizales.
I mean, I can tell you that, you know, it's a family-oriented video. My whole band is in it. It's just, you know, it's a lot of fun, and it's a good time, so I think people will enjoy it.
Destiny added she's proud of her musical roots and paying tribute to those that came before her.
You know, it's also special to me, and I feel like I'm following in his footsteps, and Pienso en Ti was one of the first songs that hit really big for them in Mexico. It's just kind of like a continuation of the legacy, and it makes me proud, you know, if I can have that song on my debut album.
Watch the official music video for Pienso en Ti from Destiny Divina at TejanoNation.net, and look for her solo debut album La Preferida at all digital music platforms. Coming up, Ellie La Reina shares details on her upcoming live concert DVD and much more next hour right here on the Tejano Gold Countdown. Here's Rudy with more of the biggest hits of the week.
Hey, we are halfway there, and we're going to be back in just a few with the 10 biggest Tejano hits of the week, plus more with Mike Torres III from La 45, and the answer to the Tejano Gold Countdown Trivia Quiz. Here it is again. Before superstar Selena brought Tejano music to the international scene, there was another lady who broke the gender barrier. With an amazing voice, she performed along with many singers and groups that are now legends. One of her last tours was part of the Leyendas y Raíces, which included great Tejano performers like Carlos Guzmán, Sonny Ozuna, Agustín Ramírez, Mario Montes, and Freddy Martínez. Can you name this female Tejano superstar legend? We've got the answer coming up soon, so stick around. Much more Tejano Gold Countdown right after this.
La cerveza Estrella Jalisco fue creada hace más de 100 años y representa el espíritu brillante de la gente. Hoy, esa misma Pilsen Superior Dorada Mexicana llega importada a tus manos, o al menos a la que no está asando a la parrilla o a la que usas como remo para tu flotador en la piscina. Así que si buscas algo fresco, frío y elaborado con tradición durante el caluroso verano de Texas, alcanza una estrella, una Estrella Jalisco. Disfruta responsablemente. 2020 Estrella Jalisco, St. Louis, Missouri.